Welcome to the Generations Radio Broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director for Christian Home Educators of Colorado, but also a pastor and a father of five. And our children love the sound of music. We love good, edifying folk music that honors fathers and mothers. And the sound of music captured the hearts of millions when the film debuted in 1965. And it all started, of course, in the 1940s when the Von Trapps fled Austria after the German annexation of Austria, fearing reprisals resulting from declining to sing at Hitler's birthday party and George Von Trapp's refusal to accept a commission in the German Navy. They went to the United States in 1938, settled in Vermont in 1942, and the rest is history. Well, today you can meet the Von Trapp family legacy in the form of Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and Justin. In just a moment, we'll be speaking with Melanie Von Trapp on this program. They're the great-grandchildren of Captain Von Trapp, the father of the famous singing family whose story captivated the world in the musical The Sound of Music. Well, the Von Trapp children got their start playing small venues 6 or 7 years ago. Sellout crowds have carried them into some of the world's most prestigious theaters, including a date at the Sydney Opera House on a world tour that took them to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea, and the Philippines. They've performed around the globe for a variety of media, including appearances on Today Show, Fox and Friends, Good Morning America, Sunday Morning on CBS, and the Grand Ole Opry, the 700 Club, Inside Edition, QVC Network, and many, many other programs around the world. Well, in just a moment, we'll speak with Melanie Von Trapp, and they're homeschooled as well. You're going to enjoy this interview on Generations. Stay with me. I'm Kevin Swanson.
Folks, with this radio program, we're bringing relationships and truth back to a lost and lonely world. That's why we advocate homeschooling, mentorship, family-based economics, and a biblical worldview, all as part of our homeschool ministry based in Colorado. For homeschooling seminars, curriculum, and encouragement, visit our website at chec.org. That's check.org on the web. For apprenticeship, mentorship, and entrepreneurship training for your children and your family, you need to hook up with our AME program at ameprogram.com. That's ameprogram.com. You know, the Generations Radio program is a ministry of generations with vision, where we work hard to cast a vision for the next generation through each and every radio broadcast. Tune in online at generationsradio.org for the daily show, the blog, and the online store. That's generationsradio.org.
Welcome back to Generations, friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and with me is Melanie Von Trapp. She's part of the Von Trapp Children's Singers, and that's a quartet of four. Melanie, welcome to Generations.
Oh, thank you very much.
And we so much enjoyed having you out here in Denver for our Christian Home Educators Conference several times. I think you've been out here twice, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We really loved coming out. It's always so much fun to be there.
Yes. Well, and I saw you down in San Antonio as well at the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival, and that was a good time, too.
Yes.
Well, we enjoy your concerts. Now, it all got started many, many years ago. It really didn't start just with you, did it? It started with your great-grandfather, who stood up against the Nazis. Wow. You know, you've got this heritage, a wonderful heritage.
Well, we're very honored to be a part of it. It's been just a huge blessing to be able to carry on the family tradition of singing together.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 7 years, that's what we've been doing. So it's been a huge honor. And the older generation has always been so supportive, and it's really great to be able to swap touring stories with them now that we sort of experienced what they all went through during the 40s and the 50s.
Mm-hmm. How many years did they perform around the world?
Well, after they escaped Austria in 1938, they toured for 20 years singing together. So,
wow.
Yeah, almost, you know, more than twice as long as we have.
Uh-huh.
So it was actually, they toured for most of the year, and then in the summer they went home to Vermont, and they would work on building their house and putting on music camps for anyone to come.
What a tremendous heritage. And now you got started 7 years ago, as you mentioned. How did that get started? Whose idea was it?
Well, our grandfather, who's portrayed as Kurt in The Sound of Music, he would come to Montana, and he would teach us songs and sing to us. And he 7 years ago, he had a stroke, and so he couldn't come and visit us anymore. So we decided to record some of the songs that he taught us and send it to him. And those recordings pretty much turned into our first CD, and we started putting a show together, and then we were able to, we had some offers to come perform, and so we just started singing, and we didn't really know anything about the business, but we've just been learning so much about that as we went along.
What were your first gigs? Where did you perform first?
Actually, it's funny you should ask that, because our very first show that we had was in the very same town that our grandparents and the older generation had their very first show when they came to America. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So it was it's pretty amazing that that happened, and it wasn't planned at all. It just was the very first offer that we had.
Do you love that music?
From The Sound of Music?
Yes, or any of that music that you say. I mean, do you have a love for music yourself?
Oh, we do. All of us do. I think that's why it's been so much fun for us, and that's why we could do it together for so long, is because singing mostly a cappella, but some with piano, it's part of us, I think. Yeah. We just love singing together. And you know, the songs from The Sound of Music, they never get old. As many times as we sing them, we just tend to never get sick of it. So they're great songs.
Now, who wrote the music that you sing? I mean, there's obviously folk music that goes back into the generations as well. But were some of the music that you perform produced or written by your ancestors?
Actually, not a lot of it was written by our ancestors, but they did. What they did was they took songs from folk songs from all over the world, and when they would travel to a different country, they would try to learn one of their folk songs. And that's sort of a tradition that we've carried on as well. When we went to Korea, we learned a famous folk song of theirs called Arirang, and that is on our a cappella CD, actually. Which you can find on our website, which is VonTrappChildren.com. But that's just finding those different songs from all over the world. It was one of their traditions that we've sort of picked up as well.
Yes. Now, I wonder sometimes what people find so attractive about the Von Trapp story, the Von Trapp singers. I mean, you're not Elvis Presley. You're not the Beatles. You're not pop music. This is folk music. This is the music of cultures, of folk people, and that goes back into the generations. It's a different form of music, isn't it, than what you get out of your standard pop fare?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. It is actually funny that that The Sound of Music and that style of music is so popular. But I think there's something wholesome in the music, and there's something strong in the message of the older generation that really appeals to people. And actually, I think others have a really strong connection with The Sound of Music. After our shows, people will come up and tell us stories of how their grandparents also came over from Europe during the wartime or World War II. And there's just a really strong connection, I think, between the story of The Sound of Music, of our great grandfather, and other people's history as well.
You know, I think it has something to do with a commandment that God wrote down in rock many, many years ago. Honor your fathers and your mothers, that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God has given you. And there's just something about music that honors grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers, no matter where you are. You could be in Korea or Rwanda or Austria or America, wherever it is. When you sing music that honors your fathers and your grandfathers, I think that's what makes it so wholesome. You know, it's a good thing. God likes that.
Yeah, well, that's really neat. I hadn't thought of it that way before, but that definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you're homeschooled.
We are, yeah. We've always been homeschooled. Even
from the beginning?
We started singing.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were.
Okay. How did it get started? How did you start to homeschool?
Well, actually, my mom and my dad just felt that they really wanted to do something different for us and just not put us into a school environment. And so they tried out homeschooling. We had gone to preschool, but that's it before we started. And we made friends with other homeschoolers in our community, and it just sort of it stuck. And so we kept doing it. And we really, really loved being homeschooled, and it's really helped with our touring schedule. We probably wouldn't have been able to sing as much as we did if we hadn't been homeschooled.
How do you homeschool throughout these busy schedules? I was looking at your 2007-2008 schedule. That was really intense. You were singing pretty much every single week at points. How do you work your studies in and around all your performances?
Right. Well, definitely school can be quite the juggle with music and traveling at all. It gets challenging sometimes, but we do fit it in, you know, on bus rides or on airplanes or wherever you are. You just have to get it done.
So you don't really homeschool, you airplane school.
Right.
And bus school.
Yeah, and hotel school.
What kind of curriculum do you guys use?
Our dad just helped us out when we were little, and taught us the basics. He taught us the basics, and we just started reading different books and, you know, using Becca books and Saxon math and lots of different curriculums, actually. But and eventually we could just sort of kind of do it on our own. We've also taken some online schooling.
Okay.
Or Sophie and I have. But, it's sort of just been a collection of a lot of different things. And traveling, and that's a whole different education in itself, I think.
Really
benefited from that.
Big time. Big time. I think somebody once said you could take the $80,000 you put into your college education and just spend that on traveling the world, and you might wind up with a better education in the end of it.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Now, you have a Christian faith that has really solidified over the years. Do you want to share a little bit as to how that happened?
Well, when we started singing, it was no one had planned it. It hadn't been pressured on us. And so we just loved to sing, and our parents saw that. And our mom and our dad, they really felt that the Holy Spirit was leading us on to do this and to start, you know, traveling around. I mean, Justin was 7 years old when we started. We were all so young. But I think that our parents just really felt that this was something God wanted us to do. And so he's led us on through the 7 years that we've been doing this, really taking care of us and making amazing things happen. And it's just been, we've just grown so much in faith because of all that God's done for us with this singing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you will sing an occasional hymn as well, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, we love gospel songs also and hymns. Amazing Grace, that's one of our favorite songs, and so we put that in quite a few shows.
And we do a wonderful job singing a cappella. It's just it's beautiful when you produce the Amazing Grace. You know, how do people view that when you throw in a hymn occasionally? Do you get any feedback at all?
Yeah, we do, actually. There's after shows, we'll go out and sign CDs or books or our new DVD, but we don't, it just, when people come up and say that, oh, I'm so glad you sang Amazing Grace, or I'm so glad that you sang those few gospel songs, because that really means a lot to me, and it really shows that there's other people out there that really enjoy listening to music like that still.
Now, in terms of, you know, traveling with your brother and your sisters, and you have done that for a number of years, do you get along with each other?
Oh, yeah, we do. we have to, but we still do anyway.
Yeah.
But we're around each other 24/7, and so it's really actually been awesome, because we've just grown so much in friendship that, you know, and being homeschooled, I'm sure a lot of homeschoolers can really relate to that, because they get to spend a lot more time with their siblings. and their family and really develop relationships with them.
Yes.
And so we've really had a great experience with that.
And you sort of have to work through conflicts, too, don't you? I mean, when you're stuck together, it's like, okay, we've got a disagreement here. We have to deal with it, right? You know, does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. All the time, I'm sure. But it, you know, you have to work it out. And things go on. You know, the show goes on anyway, no matter what's happening backstage.
Right.
So it's, you grow a lot. And, you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a growing process.
Are your parents with you most of the time, part of the time? They travel with you?
They're actually with us. Our parents are with us about just all the time. We've only done a few short tours without them, but they've always been so supportive and such a part of this, just as much as the four of us are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, as you travel around the world, what's been the most unusual experience that you've experienced?
That's a very good question. There's been so many. It was really neat to. One thing that's really neat about touring all over the world is that no matter where you are, the story or the Sound of Music. And the story of our grandfather and our great-grandparents is so well-known. It was amazing. We went to Korea, and, you know, they couldn't speak English, and we couldn't speak Korean, but there was such a connection because they knew every single word to the Sound of Music, and they just sang with us the whole time, through the whole show. And also in Africa, Sophie and I went there last year about this time, and we taught music at an orphanage, and all of these orphans started singing Do Re Mi, and we didn't know where that came from. It was just, it's so amazing to see how far around the world that the story of our grandparents has reached, and it's such an honor to be a part of it and to have that connection with people wherever you go.
Have you been back to Austria?
Yeah, we have been back to Austria. We've been there a few times, and actually the first time Sophie and I got to stay in the house that our grandparents owned before Maria sold it to a monastery.
Uh-huh.
And so we got to stay there, and we actually don't have any family that's still living in Austria because when they escaped Austria, they all stayed in Vermont.
Uh-huh. Do you feel any connection still to Austria?
Oh, yes. Definitely, we do. We still, we love their food. We just can't get over the Austrian food.
What about their dresses?
Oh, yeah. They're, in our shows, we actually wear Maria's dresses. They're called dirndls in Austrian.
Okay.
And those are the dresses that she used to wear. And so they were passed down in the family. And it's really special to wear those.
I'm sure you don't see too many of them in Austria anymore.
Actually, you don't. No, only up in the farming areas.
Okay.
We've heard.
Okay. Yeah. What are your favorite songs of the ones that you sing?
Well, some of my favorite songs are I love the song called "A Wayfaring Stranger." There's an arrangement that we learned a year ago, and that was just that song is really special to me, and also. We love Irish songs, and so The Star of the County Down, that's also on our a cappella CD. We had a lot of fun recording that. And, you know, the Sound of Music songs are a lot of fun to sing as well. Lonely Goat Herd and The Hills Are Alive, we all like those.
Now, you will be performing in Columbus, Ohio, Fort Worth, Texas, and Denver. In Denver with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra here coming up in December of this year. You've got a few gigs lined up for this year. But I noticed that the schedule is a little less intense this year. Are you phasing out, or are you just kind of going a little slower this year?
I think we're just going a little slower this year. We never really know when we're going to stop, so it could pick up again pretty soon. But, it's just sort of taking a little bit of a break.
Uh-huh. Yeah, after a very, very intense schedule over the last 2 years. Well, we just really appreciate you joining us on our radio program today and sharing your experience with us. And we really enjoy the fact that you've brought back this folk music that, that personally I think we all need to enjoy and remember, because these are the folk tunes of our grandfathers and our great grandfathers. In the modern age, we've forgotten many of these things.
Yeah, well, it's a blessing to really be able to carry on those traditions.
Yes, and I want to direct people to your website. That's the VonTrappChildren.com. It's VonTrappChildren.com on the web for any of the resources and to check out your schedule. So thank you so much for joining us today on Generations. We appreciate you so much, your music, and all of the neat experiences you shared on the air with us today. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you very much.
And before we wrap up today's program, let's listen to a sample of a recording from the Von Trapp Children singers, Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and Justin. The Von Trapp Children Singers. And ladies and gentlemen, you can access their website at VonTrappChildren.com. You can also interact with this radio program by emailing me directly at host@KevinSwanson.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at KevinSwanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we cast a vision for the next generation.
You've been listening to Generations with Kevin Swanson. We look at life through a biblical worldview with a generational focus. If you like this program, you'll love our resource center at KevinSwanson.com. You can sign up for a free subscription to our news magazine or shop for great books, gifts, and more for the entire family at KevinSwanson.com.